mentioned, it is Wine Country Racing at Cessnock today. They wouldn't run this meeting unless Robert Thompson was there. And he joins me now. Morning, Robert. How are you?
Morning, Cosy. Yeah, fit as a fiddle, mate.
Fit as a fiddle and tuned up. Ready to go for Jungle Juice Cup number 11.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Yeah, we had a nice little frost this morning and a bit of ice on the cow trough there, but the sun's beaming down at the moment, mate. Should be good afternoon for racing.
Be fantastic. You know, this is going to be an incredible achievement today, the three of you, and I say the three of you, if you can pull this off again. You're going for your 11th Jungle Juice Cup. Jeremy's going for Jeremy Silvestri's 8th. And good old Youthful King going for his 4th. I mean, amazing effort by you two. But what about the horse as well? Great effort, isn't it?
Yeah. My word it is. Yeah, great effort. And, the old boy, he's probably not as going as good as last year and all that, Cosy. But he really loves his home track. And when he gets to the races, sees a bit of the crowd and the tents up and all that, and have a bit of a sniff of the juice, he'll be right. He puts his socks up and away he goes.
Just whack a bit of the jungle juice under the tongue, Robert, for yourself as well, and away you go, eh?
Yeah, that's it, mate. That's the way.
He's an amazing horse. He's 9 years old. He ran seventh the other day at Wyong on the heavy there. He had a couple of runs on the heavy, but he ran a good third the other day at Kempsey. That wasn't too bad.
Yeah, no, it was on a real heavy track as well up there, Sean, and the distance was a bit short for him, 1,000. But as I said, he really loves his home track, and as I said, he seems to pull his socks up on this day every year.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's an incredible day. You've got a big book of rides here today too, Robert. You've got quite a few for Jeremy. The first, you're riding Pino. What can you tell us about that?
I haven't rode him in the race, Sean. He had his first start for Jeremy the other day at Wyong. Probably the distance is a little bit short, but he'll be a place chance, though.
Yep. You're on Snappy One, which had a couple of trials, and then ran a nice second the other day for you, Kempsey, in the second.
Yeah, on a very heavy track, little 2-year-old bloke. He missed the start a bit up there, Sean, so hopefully took a bit of improvement out of that run and learn a bit more, and back on his home track. I'm sure he'll run a nice race for us also.
All right, one that seems to have improved as it's gone along is Bayview Emperor in the third.
Yeah, Jeremy got this horse from the Sydney stable. He's had a couple of runs on the heavy track too, always thereabouts. Probably just needs to find a length or two, Cosy, so hopefully he can today.
All right, Fine Diamonds first up in race 4.
Been disappointing. Only thing in its favour, its first run is always sort of its best. So a couple of smart ones there, but again, on its home track and nice and fresh, should do something.
All right, we hope there. And you're on the Cavalry, going around, ran third the other day. It's in the sixth.
Yeah, trained at Kempsey by Tony Green. Got a couple of rides for Tony today. I rode him the other day at Kempsey, run a good race. Very, very lazy little fella. You've got to bat him all the way, but he ran on good on his home track up there. Tony said he's trained on well, so hopefully he's improved.
And in the eighth, you're on another one for Tony, too, Harvard graduate. Shows a bit of pace.
Right, okay. No, I haven't been on this horse yet, Cosy, and Tony said he's been working well.
All right, so today, Youthful King, we just got to cross our fingers for Youthful King for you today. As I said, it'll be an amazing effort. And recently, congratulations, you got the AM as well. We haven't seen that printed in the race book yet, though.
No, it hasn't come across yet, Cosy.
Yeah?
So I'll have to probably talk to Mr. Murray about that, I guess. But, great. It's been a great couple of months getting inducted into the Hall of Fame and then a Queen's Honour and all of that. It's been wonderful, mate. Yeah. I can't believe it.
You've had a great time. Your son got married. It's just all the planets have aligned for you, haven't they? Everything's been great.
Yeah, everything's been great. It's been good, mate. And hopefully, Gary Harley doesn't have too much of that jungle juice out of that bottle today, and I might be able to sneak it off him for you, mate.
Yeah, all right.
And get one for your son as well. So I'm on a mission today, Cosy.
All right.
I've got to get two bottles of jungle juice for you.
The one you got last time, my son took it like a duck to water, worried me.
Oh, dear.
It's a good drop, I can tell you that.
Yeah, All right. As I said, mate, I'm on a mission today to try and get two bottles, one for you and one for your son.
Good on you, Robert. We wish you luck today, mate. And I tell you, they'll tear the place down if you get number 11 today with Youthful King, the three of you.
Oh, well, we'll be out there trying our best,
Cozzy. Yeah, too right. Lovely to catch up with you, Robert. Good luck likewise, today, mate.
Likewise, and probably see you in Grafton.
Yeah, mate, catch up with you there.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robert. Robert Thompson there, and there he is today. What an incredible effort when you looked at. I mean, you talk about things being sustainable. Goodness me, he's one of the most sustainable products we've had. He keeps going every year, the same, consistent. And so I remember Ray Murray, our chief steward, saying one day, he paid one of the nicest compliments ever to Robert. He said, if all jockeys like you, we'd be out of business. Basically, I don't know. I think Robert's been the steward room probably once in the last 10 years. And while he's a fierce competitor on the field, he looks after his fellow riders as well, and a champion bloke. Nathan Perry, he's got a big book of horses today at Cessnock. They got a whole stack going around there, and he joins you now. Morning, Nathan. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Actually, now, I must mention one you had win the other day, Tatoosh. That looked pretty smart.
Yeah, it was a good win. He had to do it the hard way. He took off a long way from home, hit the front at the top of the straight, and still good enough to hang on. So, he's a good win.
Yeah, you'd look at him and think if he got beaten, you'd say, all right, you probably had an excuse or two. But Sydney, is city class?
Look, he always showed ability, and we always thought that way. He's taken a while to come to it, and I think fitness-wise now and the way he's gone, there's a couple of races coming up there, so we'll sort of head that way.
All right. Now, today, you've got the Garrett in race two, had a few trials under his belt and ran a nice fourth at Muswellbrook first up.
Yeah, his run the other day at Muswellbrook was really good. He took the line well. He sat off him, and I thought his run was really good. So coming today, into today and around Cessnock, I think it will suit him, and I think he'll run well.
All right. Now, you've also got Miss Italy in a Sebring filly. She hasn't shown a lot over the 1,000. Is she one of those Sebrings you think may need more ground?
She will. I think later on, as they get longer, she'll appreciate that more.
It's interesting how a lot of them do get a fair bit of ground, don't they, when he was such a good sprinter?
Yeah, exactly. It is.
Yeah. It sort of blows all the theories out of the water. You've also got Code of Conduct going around in the third there today. And this bloke's been knocking on the door.
Yeah, she's a real trier. There's not much of her, but she's a real trier. And Ron was really good the other day. She had a lot of luck early, and she still found the line. I think today it's not an overly strong race, so I think she gets a chance again.
All right, you've got two chances in race five here. Higashi, and he's an eight-year-old now, but he still keeps bringing checks home.
Yeah, he's an honest old bugger. He's always trying, and he'll pick another one up this prep for sure.
All right, what about Royal Flush? It was third the other day at Muswellbrook for you on the heavy.
His run the other day was really good. He loves Cessnock. He's got a great record there, so I'm pretty sure that giving a good ride, and he should be thereabouts in the money.
All right. Now, you're going to try and ruin the day for Robert Thompson and for Jeremy Sylvester, aren't you? You've got two in the Jungle Juice Cup here. Slippery Moss, it's in form and won nicely the other day on the heavy.
He did. It was a good win the other day, and he's drawn well again. It's a big field, and he'll get back. But if he has any luck getting through him and has a nice run in transit, hopefully he'll be powering home.
And the other one you've got, she's Angelic, the mare. She looks like she's getting into form now.
Yeah, it was very encouraging run the other day. She really attacked the line, and probably another stride wins the race, which was a great sign. So she's drawn a bit awkward, so she'll get back and needs a bit of luck. But she's won at the track, and hopefully she can produce what she did the other day.
Now, Jupiter, in the last, had been going terrifically well. Didn't go well at Wyong the other day on the heavy there. Any particular reason?
No, I just think step up in distance in the heavy track. I think that was the main reason. I brought her back. She's done well in between. So she won a maiden there at Cessnock. So she's been around the track. She likes it. So she's gone well since. So hopefully she can return to form today.
All right. What would be your best there today, Nathan, do you reckon?
I had to pick one. I'd say Royal Flush.
Royal Flush?
Yeah.
All right. Terrific. Well, good luck today. You got a whole heap of chances there. Let's hope there's a check amongst them all.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Thanks, Nathan.
All
Nathan Perry joining us there from the Paul Perry camp, and a big host of runners today at Cessnock. Now it is Wine Country Race Day today, and Rachel King has got about five rides there as well. Morning, Rachel.
Morning.
Now, this will be a new experience for you today. Have you ever heard of the Jungle Juice before?
I've heard of it before, but it'd be a good experience.
I think so. If you get it, I wouldn't try it till after the last, Rachel, if I were you. All right. You might finish up riding a merry-go-round horse if you get on it before the day.
That wouldn't be a good idea.
No, you can finish up at all sorts of strife, I think. It's one of those great country race days today, an absolute beauty. You've been having a terrific run, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been going really well. Especially last month, I had a very good month. So, yeah, hopefully it'll continue.
Have you been surprised? I mean, when you came out here, I suppose you thought, oh, well, I'll come out and have a holiday and hopefully pick up a few rides and so forth. But you've been readily accepted, which is great.
Yeah, no, it's been really good. It's sort of, from looking from the outside before I sort of started riding over here, it did appear that, you know, girls were, the female jockeys were definitely more accepted riding here than sort of in Europe for sure. But it's, you know, it's been way more than I ever expected. It's, it all happened sort of a lot quicker. And yeah, it's been really good. So I'll just hopefully be able to keep the ball rolling now.
Rachel, did you ever contemplate going to New Zealand? Because there are the girls there in particular, sometimes you see more than 50% of the field ridden by the ladies.
Yeah, no, I didn't, to be honest. I came here and just, I fell in love with the racing here and, I love it. So I didn't really ever think about going anywhere else.
How have you found the track surfaces here compared to back home in England? Because I would imagine you would have ridden on a lot softer surfaces back there than what you ride on here.
Yeah, they definitely don't cope with the wet as well here. They tend to drain a lot better in the UK, and they just seem to, when it gets wet here, you know, it cuts up a lot easier, which causes sort of more problems. And like, I've had probably more meetings abandoned and things here than, and races abandoned, than I ever did in the UK, which is surprising because you obviously read a lot more wet weather. But I guess the tracks are just built to handle it a bit better.
With the track surfaces here, like at Eagle Farm in Queensland at the moment, they're laying a whole new track and that sort of thing. Back home in England, are most of those tracks that they race on just natural land as it was that they've maintained, or do they actually strip them back and lay new tracks?
Some of them are natural, but some they do strip them back because they have to do a lot of drainage work to be able to, if they want to be able to race, you know, through the winter, they've got to be able to have a good sort of foundation of drainage underneath.
Now, I must just, before we go through your races today, did you ever get to a Grand National at Aintree?
No, I did. My dad used to train jump horses, and he didn't have a runner in the Grand National, but in the amateur version of the Grand National, so over the big fences. So I have been up there, and I did have a walk around the track, but never got a chance to ride there.
What about some of those jumps there, Beaches Brook and the Chair?
Yeah, they're pretty impressive, for sure.
You get up on top of them, you get a nosebleed, they're that big.
Yeah, especially someone my size.
Yeah, I reckon you would. And I've got to say, if you think the horses are different, they are. They're bred. They're a different breed, those old jumpers. I looked at one of them. I thought they would have shot him with railway line. His feet were that big.
No, they're definitely a bit different.
Now, today, you're off to Cessnock, and in the third, you're on Pirate Bend, the top weight. Do you know much about it?
I rode him last start at Bathurst, and he ran really well. It was only over 1,100, and it was the first up, and he just couldn't quite go with the early pace, but ran home really strong. So I'm hoping, you know, step up in trip and second up, he should be bang there. You know, he's got a really good draw as well. He didn't have a great draw at Bathurst when I rode him, so I'm hoping for a pretty big run from him today.
Right, you're on my 1770 for Peter Bloomfield in race 5. And this is one of those real scampers over the 900.
Yeah, I haven't ridden this horse before, but I've had a couple of rides for Peter, and actually I only had two rides for him and two winners so far, so hopefully we can keep that record going. But no, he looks to, you know, he's got a bit of consistent form, and he's won over 1,000 metres before, so hopefully he'll be okay over the 900.
Interesting runner is Casino Gift in the next race. It shows pace. It did last start, and he jumped up quickly from the 1,300 to the 1,600 there after a little bit of a let-up, and it's back to the 1,570 today.
Yeah, the first time I rode, I was on a heavy track at Musselbrook, and she finished second that day, and she ran really well. She really surprised me. You know, her form hadn't been great before, but she's just really tough. She copes with the soft and the heavy tracks really well. She's only small, but she gets through it really well. So she's always runs a solid race wherever she goes. Hasn't got a great draw from there, but she's got a lot of pace early on, so she can get forward. She'll run a good race. She always does run a pretty consistent kind of race.
Now, Rachel, in the Jungle Juice Cup, you'll lead them out on number one, Agamore. While it ran down the track the other day at Rose Hill, I wouldn't be one bit worried about that because I look at its second-up record, 6 starts, 4 wins and a third. So second up, it goes well.
Yeah, no, he's got a great second-up record and goes well around the track. I'm hoping for a good run from him. He's got a good draw as well. And he's, you know, like I said, run well around that track before, so we'll be hoping for a good run.
All right, now your final event, you're on the I'm a Zulu for Benjamin Smith. Do you know much about this?
I don't know a massive amount about him. Had a quick look sort of for his form and things. He has won on a soft track and a heavy track before, so he should handle it okay. He's got a nice draw and a nice light weight, so hopefully he'll be a bit of a chance as well.
All right, when you look through yours today, what do you think would be your pick?
I think I'd have to go for Agamore in the cup just because he's sort of got the best form around him.
Yeah.
He's got some good form in town and things. So hopefully coming back to this track and his second up record, you know, I think hopefully he should be my pick of the day.
Now, Rachel, I want to ask you, riding in England, in wintertime mainly it's the jump season, but I said I went to a Grand National there one day and I've never known cold like it in my life. And that wind was coming off the North Pole, I reckon, straight down there to Liverpool. My God, it was cold. And I thought to myself, you must freeze over there in England sometimes, right?
Yeah, it does get very cold. Some people, you know, here complain about in the mornings it's cold. And I have to say, I do complain it's cold here as well. I've definitely gone soft since I've come over here. but no, I don't miss having the, you know, icicles on your eyelashes when you pull up and things. Definitely don't miss that, and riding out in the snow, it's not much fun.
Well, I've got to tell you, the day at the Grand National, some of the pre-race entertainers, was the most amazing I've ever seen. They had two blokes out there, sumo wrestlers, and it must have been -3 or -4.
They're pretty tough up there in the north in Liverpool. They're a tough breed for sure.
But these blokes only had the jock straps on and they were out there resting. I've never heard men grunt like it in my life. I think they just try to keep warm.
Yeah, just keep warm, yeah.
Frozen stiff. It was an amazing day at the races. Well, good luck today. Let's hope you get a few winners there. And if you beat Robert Thompson in a photo in that Jungle Juice Cup and deny him the 11th, I wouldn't come back to scale. I'd just keep riding, all right?
I'll keep going.
The legend of the Jungle Juice Cup will come to haunt you, I think, if you do, Rachel.
Okay.
All right, good luck today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rachel. Rachel King. And a nice book of rides for today at Cessnock as well. On a great day, the Jungle Juice Cup, as we said, Robert Thompson going for his 11th. Youthful King. Yeah, he's still youthful. He's going for his 4th. And Jeremy Sylvester hoping to win his 8th today. An amazing effort. 28-10 at Sky Sports Radio.